News shows the president has directed Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin the process of closing the U.S. Department of Education as soon as this week. Elon Musk meeting with Republicans on Capitol Hill about the firings of thousands of federal employees afterwards.
Mr. Musk, what was your message in there to House Republicans? What was your message in there, Mr. Musk?
There's a lot of opportunity to improve expenditures in the government.
Another major storm across parts of the Midwest and the South.
Torrential rain and powerful thunderstorms slamming the I-95 corridor. Outside Charlotte, multiple buildings torn apart by a confirmed EF1 tornado with 90-mile-an-hour winds. Families in North Texas and outside Oklahoma City cleaning up.
It's ABC Stephanie Ramos. This is ABC News. Mohammad Sharifullah, the man accused of facilitating the deadly Abbey Gate bombing in Afghanistan that happened as U.S. troops were pulling out, making a court appearance in Washington. ABC's Alex Mallon was there.
He walked in. He was in a blue getup. He did not have his legs or hands shackled. He was surrounded by three very large U.S. marshals who stood at attention, watching him very intently the entire time. He had an interpreter. The judge essentially just read him his constitutional rights. He is now a criminal defendant in the U.S. justice system. He is afforded the same constitutional rights that any criminal defendant in the system is afforded.
Sharifullah believed to be a member of the terror group ISIS-K. Football practice has begun at the University of North Carolina with new coach Bill Belichick at the helm. The 72-year-old who won 6 Super Bowls with the New England Patriots has said he wants to build a mini NFL model at the collegiate level at UNC. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Funding's in place right now to help citizens continue to improve their well water. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Marty Nesmith, the private water supply section manager with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, says the governor's dedicated another $5 million in federal funds to support the expanded Well Compensation and Well Abandonment Grant Program. That program's been in place for more than a year, and he said there's been some areas of the state that have found it very useful.
One of the highest number of grants was in Portage County, which is the Central Sands. Marathon County, which is kind of adjacent to the Central Sands and also has shallow granite bedrock, which is often connected to the surface. And then Washera County as well, which is also in the Central Sands. We also had Chippewa County, which isn't exactly Central Sands, but it has some shallower sand geology similar to the Central Sands. Oneida County had more applications for PFAS, because there's a hot spot of PFAS.
Marty Nesman, he is the DNR's private water supply section manager. To be eligible, families or businesses' income cannot exceed $100,000 for the prior calendar year. The first step to getting involved in the program, simply getting a water sample from a certified lab that shows the drinking water standards are not being met. More details are available at the Wisconsin DNR website or ours, MidwestFarmReport.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a young person in agriculture, I wondered how I could make a difference in my community. But then I found Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturist program. It's more than a group. It's a chance to connect with others, grow as a leader, and advocate for agriculture. Together, we're shaping the future of farming in Wisconsin. Be a part of something big. Join us today.
A voice for farmers.
A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And don't forget the National Weather Service still hoping that you'll be part of their Rain Gauge Rally 2025, asking private citizens to be involved in rainfall reporting through the growing season and even into the winter. You can find details and get involved at WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. That's WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. And that's food news for Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Great guard.
You know, you get on the road, the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is, obviously when I go on the court, I'm a competitor, I'm going to compete, that's who I am.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwood's weather.
Mostly sunny today and still a little breezy, but not as windy as it was yesterday. We'll get to 38 for a high. The wind west at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 8 above. Tomorrow, sunshine 33, back to 40 Saturday. Upper 40s to low 50s by Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
98Q Country.
Way back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats. Shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work, and we know the country, and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
We'll be right back.
people say I'm just a rough boy. I ain't no good for you, girl. It's a dead end street. Try to love me, yeah, I'll wreck your world. I can see why they're all talking, looking back at my past. I've got a bad name, but a man can change. I'm living proof of that. Till my last day, till my last breath, of everyone that can, I can love you the best. Till my last day, I'll be loving you. You know I'll be the first one to leave in a hurry to get to you. Somewhere deep inside your angel eyes, I found a place to rest. Don't ever doubt that I'll be around. And baby, don't you ever forget. Till my last day, till my
Shelton.
Probably in Texas, Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I just wanna love somebody who won't leave a hole in my heart.
My station.
98Q Country.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Al.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
And I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Been a while. I gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on. That you got my back, that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out. Just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with or where she is or how bad I miss her now. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I pour it straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. It might take all night. I don't wanna think.
Watts,
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
I've been called a self-made man. Girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am when I'm getting this close to you. Entire time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Strong heart and a willing hand, and that's a secret to my success. A good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you.
Just walk on by, 'cause I'm all caught up in your sweet smile. Girl like you comes around once in a while. So hot, gotta give it a shot. Gotta get a little bit of what you got. I know you don't know me, but I can't leave here lonely, knowing I didn't even try to make you mine. And you might think I'm crazy, girl, but who could blame me? You're looking so fine, got me all tongue-tied, and the only line I can think to say is, hey girl, what you think, girl? You look a little thirsty, let me go get you something to drink, girl. Before you blink, girl, I'll be right back by your side. And if you want, we can roll out. I know my way around this town. I got a shotgun seat for you. You can tell me where it is you wanna take off to. To make you mine, and you might think I'm crazy, girl,
just like what you hear. Hey girl, what you say girl, about you and me getting away girl.
Billy Currington for a Thursday edition. Good to have you with Joel here, the morning show. It is March 6th, 3-6 of 25, and it was 5 years ago. We can't really say to the day, but it was 5 years ago almost to the day that COVID pretty much was announced as a threat and all the stuff from there. The masks and the shutdowns. And I was mentioning to my wife the other day, as we were at a restaurant, I said 5 years ago it was illegal for people to be inside this restaurant and eating. It was a crazy time in our country, and 5 years ago, and the virus, of course, is still here. It probably always will be. It's a new form of a virus, and it's not a good one. If you have it and you've had it, it's not good, and it's killed a lot of people. So it's still a scary thing, but we have learned to, I guess, whatever that means, live with it, quotations. But it was 5 years ago today. I remember they shut down everything. They shut down the basketball playoffs for the high schools and all that stuff. And it was one of those moments where you look around and you're just like, what is going on here? Where is this going to go? But we all came out of it. The country and the world in general came out the other side. We're going to start melting things down here a little bit today. Not a whole lot. Probably good temperatures will be 30, 35 or so today. But by the weekend, it's going to be melting. Man, with that blowing and that wind we had yesterday, there are some pretty decent snowdrifts across front yards and across fields. I mean, there's 2-3 foot snowdrifts from the blowing of the snow. So 34 today, 37 tomorrow, 37 on Saturday, and then 50 for Sunday, Monday. How much snow did you get? Anywhere from, I think that 7 to 10 inch range is a pretty good number that came down with the storm. Higher amounts as you get up. I mean, we don't even talk about, Hurley and Ironwood and you guys up there. You're in another world. I mean, we've got Wisconsin, and then we've got north of Highway 8, and then we got you guys up there who get some of that lake effect stuff mixed in with the real snow. So we'll melt this thing down kind of gradually, hopefully. Flooding may, you look at all the snow and what was going on before that, could be a little problem with some water here and there. So we'll see how that plays out. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. It's 6:30, so let's get you updated on what's going on right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. European Union leaders have opened a day of emergency summit talks on Ukraine following President Trump's suspension of all aid to the country. A draft of an executive order obtained by ABC News shows the president has directed Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin the process of closing the U.S. Department of Education as soon as this week. Elon Musk meeting with Republicans on Capitol Hill about the firings of thousands of federal employees afterwards.
Mr. Musk, what was your message in there to House Republicans? What was your message in there, Mr. Musk?
There's a lot of room, a lot of opportunity to improve expenditures in the government.
Another major storm across parts of the Midwest and the South.
Torrential rain and powerful thunderstorms slamming the I-95 corridor. Outside Charlotte, multiple buildings torn apart by a confirmed EF1 tornado with 90-mile-an-hour winds. Families in North Texas and outside Oklahoma City cleaning up.
It's ABC's Stephanie Ramos. This is ABC News.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Great guard.
You know, you get on the road, the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th-ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is, obviously, when I go on the court, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete. That's who I am.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report is brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop, Highway 51 North, Minocqua. As the game fish season has come to a close on Sunday, it's nice to see the panfish action ramping up. That is giving us ice enthusiasts plenty of reasons to hit the ice and enjoy some more of our favorite sport. As a note, the final game fish weekend was a good one with lots of reports of walleye and pike catches. Some years it's been an end with a fizzle. This year it ended with a bang. Pike to 37 inches and walleyes to 28 inches were reported with plenty of numbers, a shortage of big bait, which was our fault being the only downside. Bluegill, very good. Very nice catches of nice-sized gills, many in that 8 to 8.5 inch range with some up to 9.75 were reported. Early to mid-morning's best for size, but nice fish caught throughout the day. Waxworms, butterworms, and plastics on 3mm tungsten jigs and 7 to 10 foot cabbage was the best. Crappie fishing is very good. Lots of 10 to 12 inch fish caught and bagged this weekend with reports and picks of slabs to 15 inches. Still a basin bite for the most part on rattle and cast masters, tika flash and jointed pinheads tipped with spikes or waxies. Tip downs doing well baited with rosies or crappie minnows. And of note, the drawdown on the willow flowage has made some areas hazardous, so use caution. Reports of slower than fishing Friday and Saturday may be more reason to stay off. Yellow perch fishing was good, mostly in mud flats of 14 to 22 foot using number 2 pimp with red wigglers or tip downs of small minnows. Shout out to all the high school teams that participated in the KISS tournament this past Saturday. Your catches made me envious. Thank you, Winneconne, Milton High Schools, Wazaki, Northland Pines, Rhinelander, Bombigan High School, and Rosholt, the students and coaches for all your participation. Great job. Well, that's all I've got for today's report. Until the next time, this is Kurt from the Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Good luck fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platform.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today and still a little breezy, but not as windy as it was yesterday. We'll get to 38 for a high. The wind west at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 8 above. Tomorrow, sunshine 33, back to 40 Saturday. Upper 40s to low 50s by Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
98Q Country.
I don't care that you've done me wrong, 'cause I've already moved on. I don't care what his name is, girl, it is what it is. I won't waste a dime or the bartender's time trying to catch a buzz over the thought of us. But I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'll raise my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down, but don't think for a second I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. They never liked me anyway. So if they see me drunk in this bar, it ain't over a broken heart. 'Cause I'm drinking to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'm raising my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down, for a second I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. Cheers to a good country song, to another long work week gone, and yeah, I'm raising my glass to those saving eyes. But don't think for a second I'm out to drown your memory. No, don't think for one second I'm out to drown your memory. Girl, you ain't worth the whiskey. No. Baby, you ain't worth.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining.
tell you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'm brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went riding them old farm roads, hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket neath the sunset. Being brave as 18 gets, we gave each other more than our hearts, with the help of a mason jar, drinking watermelon moonshine.
Lainey Wilson. We call her the first lady, the current first lady of country music. She is one of the hottest female artists going in the industry. Hope you are you all right? All right, a little bit sore maybe a little aspirin, a little Aleve to get you through the day. It was a heavy ask yesterday if you had to get out and shovel and maybe help a neighbor or whatever it may be. All right, but you made it. Congratulations. We have some good stuff on the way. It's March, so we expect spring at some point, right? It's going to happen here. We're going to see temperatures probably 50, maybe 50 plus for a couple of days on Sunday, Monday. Probably right around 35 or so for today. Things just settling down a little bit. All that moisture out there, all that snow will melt into the ground and help all your daffodils and daisies and dandelions. All that will be going. It's always amazing to me how the first dandelion always pops up right next to your house. You know, the snow isn't even all melted yet, but that one spot, it's a little bit warm, get some sunshine, and there it is, looming at you. Yesterday, I was out here moving some snow around at the radio station out on the front deck, and I heard the, I think it was a chickadee, wasn't it? And it was awesome. I'm out there, the wind's blowing. I mean, there's some, I'm trying to shovel and it's throwing into the wind and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, from a distance, from the swamp by the 98Q studios, I hear, see if I can do this, that bird. I hear the, and I gave it one back. I gave it back in it. So we were out, me and the chickadee were out shoveling the snow. And together, apparently. But I thought to myself, that chickadee's got to be sitting over there at that little branch in the tree thinking, what did I do here? I decided to come early, and this wasn't a good idea. But there's something special. There's something special about northern Wisconsin. Shoveling in the midst of a snowstorm, all the schools are closed, and in the distance, and the robins have been up here for a while, too. I think they may have caught a flight back. They may have caught a flight back, and they'll be back on probably the weekend. Let's do some words of wisdom for a Thursday morning. Take a moment to focus on the family.
According to news reports, a record number of employers are firing younger workers within months of hiring them. Employers say today's 20-somethings are unprepared for adult responsibilities. They're unprofessional, unorganized, and communicate poorly. They're also more likely to be late to work, late to meetings, and to misuse their time. That might sound like an unnecessarily harsh characterization, but it reminds me of a conversation I had about this issue with a CEO of a Fortune 100 company. He told me most of the young adults he hires right out of college are so immature that his company had to create a special program to address it. It's like a boot camp for adulthood. The young people who attend are not taught sophisticated business principles. They're taught the basics of adult responsibility, lessons they should have learned at home. There are lots of different ways to raise children, but one idea undergirds them all. Parenting isn't about raising children, it's about raising adults. Adults have the character and confidence they need to face life head on, qualities they develop in childhood by confronting adversity, which is why we, as parents, must allow our children to struggle. I know that's tough to hear, but I believe our kids' futures depend on it. Instead of rescuing children from adversity, encourage them to go through it. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
98Q Country.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My Country.
98Q Country.
Bobby played his guitar on the hardest side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family. Cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. The road was a struggle, it took him 10 years to the top. Now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around, when it seemed like only yesterday. He would say, I'm gonna be somebody. Front row singing. It was a sandy-haired river boy with the same old hungry eyes. He looked up at Bobby and said, I'm gonna be somebody.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, saying it's time to give education back to the states. The Trump administration is getting ready to dismantle the Department of Education. ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington says an executive order is expected as soon as today.
Most funding for public schools already is at the state and local level, but the department does oversee billions of dollars in funding to help low-income students and students with disabilities. It enforces civil rights laws to prevent discrimination in schools, manages about $1.5 trillion in student loan debt, and also oversees the process for students applying for college financial aid through Pell Grants or FAFSA, for example.
Elon Musk met with congressional Republicans last night on Capitol Hill, trying to further explain the work his Department of Government Efficiency is carrying out, including the mass firings of thousands of federal employees. European Union leaders beginning a day of emergency talks on beefing up their own security and providing more security to Ukraine now that President Trump has halted all funding to Ukraine. This is ABC News. New defense claims in the Idaho murder.